If you'll let me,
I'd like to speak about cars. I realize that I still do actually say a lot about cars, which might be okay, as long as I preface it with the fact that I have not been actively following the industry to a degree that would make me an actual authority on it. In 5 years, basically. Calling or accusing Toyota of, let's see, working to delay. Oh, wow. They say, the auto giant bet on hydrogen power, but as the world moves toward electric, the company is fighting climate regulations in an apparent effort to buy time. Maybe I'm misinterpreting this, but boy, oh boy, both in this New York Times piece and in the Verge article that it was pulling, it was doing pull quotes. Boy, oh boy, does it sound like Toyota is not even, doesn't it sound like they're taking really any harsh action? It sounds like we're talking about ideas being exchanged. I know there's lobbying and whatever, but, and all they're saying is, well, maybe we should keep the hydrogen innovation going, you know, since we, two decades? Not quite. Billions and billions of dollars. I'm sure I'll find out the actual amount of the number of how much was spent, generally on hydrogen versus how much has now been being spent on battery technology. And that is the moment in which my head will shoot off or I will legitimately self-harm. The difference, hydrogen is really hard. It's going to be hard. And you know why it's hard? It's infrastructure. I don't know the details. You could go listen to the first details that I've heard in literally years. Matt Ferris' podcast, The Smoking Tire, they did a recent episode that's like hell hydrogen trip. The original thing was like, well, God, it's going to be hard. But at what point could it possibly not be worth it to attain literally the ultimate power plant where we have infinite abundance of the fuel and zero emissions? I took hardware engineering class, or hardware electronics classes, rather, not engineering. In a vocational school in high school, and I had a teacher, and he had worked, he's the first person in 16 years of public school education, the first person I ever had teach my class that had actual experience in the industry he was teaching about. And he had a lot of experience. And here's how he summed up battery technology. I can't think of any of the idioms, but I mean, it's like a black hole. It's like just fundamentally the physics of batteries. Even if disposing them wasn't a issue that we literally have made zero progress on. So gasoline is extremely inefficient, technically energy inefficient. It's the CCs. BTUs, we're going into units that are very far behind me. technically the potential energy, it's like 80% or whatever, in gasoline is burnt off and just flies off, you know, into space. But the difference is that the difference in potential energy versus a power plant is making the energy actively, and 40% of that just goes off into heat. There's a difference. I don't know. Maybe I'm not communicating that. I don't even know why I'm talking about the technical. I should not be bargaining, okay? I clicked on this because I was like, oh my God. I grew up in the assumption that hydrogen was the next step because, like, it was going to be hybrids, and that was going to be a great study of how to implement hydrogen power, and then we were going to transition into hybrids, or hydrogen, sorry. And that just made sense. It is literally just the fucking foul man making 2-ton automobiles, ironically launching them into space. I don't know, well, I probably know more than you about Toyota, frankly, about their history. Specifically, I bring it up a lot. I know a lot about the period in which, like, the bailout period of the American auto industry, and the period in which, the American auto industry was literally paying executives from Toyota and Honda to tour factories and tell them what they were doing wrong. You probably already hear this from me. But you know what? Honestly, I'll bring it up because it really, in my opinion, I guess I've realized that I am on the path of complete disillusionment from any sort of idea that capitalism works in the way that I thought it did. Like, works, quote unquote, and that it resulted in any sort of gain for anyone. Toyota, they're big, very big. But you know what's a great, and this is probably sounds decrepit, and it might be, a great indicator of an automotive company's attitudes in the past about competition, about fairness. And I know this sounds absurd, are represented in the way that they conduct themselves in motorsport. And if you know the story of Toyota in endurance racing, it is one of tragedy. I actually watched the 24 Hours of Le Mans, where they had been in a 24-hour race with a brand new car that they invested a lot of effort in. They were going to win the race. And when I say, I mean, we're talking, I don't remember, I don't have an estimated lap count for you, but like a 24-hour race, and it was within the last third of the last lap. So the timer had stopped. They were in first, and their car quit. And literally just watching, like, I mean, Toyota is, they are a big blue in the sense that they have a lot of people and a lot of money, a lot more money than Aston Martin, for instance, in that setting. And just witness, just like a bunch of like Japanese men fucking crying. And I mean, like, I was crying with them. And then, I need to brush up, because, and then I don't know, it wasn't the next year, but I think it was the next year that they took first and second, and like everybody was crying, but they were crying too. It's just like, and okay, here's the real thing that I should have started off with. The beginning of the fucking article. The Toyota Prius Hybrid was a milestone in the history of clean cars. No. The car immediately preceding it, the Honda Insight, that was a milestone in the history of clean cars. Now, the comma, attracting millions of buyers worldwide. This has to stop being our metric when we're talking about technology. We have to stop measuring the quality of technology by the sheer amount of market success it has. Please. I don't understand how we found ourselves in this situation. Namely, I don't understand how tech media found itself in that situation, because they know better. And just the original Toyota Prius was terrible. It got half the mileage of the Insight. It was way more expensive. And it represents a fundamental unwillingness to compromise. Okay, actually, unwillingness to commit. It is a compromise. Unwillingness to commit in any meaningful sense to the idea that we need to be better on the planet. I'm going to buy one, and then I'm never going to shut up. I'm going to buy a Honda Insight and never shut up about this. Attracting millions of buyers worldwide who could do their part for the environment while saving money on gasoline. No. I don't, like, again, we always like the metric that it is always better to buy a small used car than it is to buy a brand new hybrid. We're talking about the technology. This was, by the way, the turn of the century. I bet that still applied. Granted, cars have not doubled, but gained a third again as much weight in the time since, their equivalents. It's quietly become the industry's strongest voice opposing an all-out transition to electric vehicles, which proponents say is critical to fighting climate change. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm just feeling really radicalized, I guess. And maybe I should just acknowledge, I should stop fighting it and just acknowledge that, or work on acknowledging, working on accepting it, because working on snuggling the puppy. I don't know, I'm really, it's me, if this is all, it really isn't the industry necessarily. I'm disappointed in the people who craft the narrative, who are responsible for curating the narrative. And then, okay, I understand that the companies have a lot of power in that too. And that's, you're supposed to, you've got to start like becoming comfortable with expressing definitive editorial positions on things again. Especially special interest sites. Reuters, no. The Verge, for God's sakes. And I'm not blaming Casey Newton for this, letting Mark Zuckerberg go on and on with the metaverse just because you know that he would end the interview if you were critical of him. You need to have the mentality, even if you don't actually do it, of being like, well, if he's not going to talk about reducing the consequences of his platform on society, and he's just going to talk about another toy, we're not interested in hearing that story. And you need to take an editorial, that's taking an editorial stance against your readers, I know. And then you argue it out with them, and you see if you get anywhere insightful. You argue it out with them because you feel like it's just not the time, it is not appropriate to invest in distributing this man's voice talking about something that has nothing to do with reality. Again, okay, I'm going to stop myself. I was talking with a friend and I said, you know, this is it. I'm sober now. And that's the only thing preventing me gave me any sort of rest from just being upset and confused. Since that's gone, this is me. I'm going to die in front of my computer. Having not finished, I finished like less than 10% of my to-do list, not for life, for like that week. And then they said, that's all you ever wanted, or something like that. That's all you can ask for. No, no, no. This is all I have left. Maybe that'll explain something. Sounds melodramatic, but it might actually explain a lot. Deeply concerned.